Matthew Brumley, welcome home from Cuba.
Muchas gracias.
I thought it was illegal to go to Cuba.
No, it actually, well, it is and it isn't. Nowadays, you can go if you are traveling under a missionary license, or now a more popular way to go is under a people-to-people license, which means that you can actually just jump on a charter flight directly from Miami, and in literally 25 minutes, you're in the heart of Havana.
How was your trip?
Phenomenal. It's the one city, Ed, that I travel to where every time I get into bed, whether it's 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning, I feel like I'm being cheated. This is a city that doesn't even go to sleep. It actually doesn't even get going till midnight. Cuban culture is a powerhouse for all of Latin America. If you think about it, the salsa, rumba, the cha-cha-cha were all invented in Cuba. The mojito, the daiquiri, the Cuba Libre. Think of the old American classic cars that are there. The great architecture. There's colonial architecture. There's a sea of Art Deco. Wonderful modern architecture from the 1950s. And the people of Cuba are absolutely wonderful and delightful. And they are wishing for us to come there.
So give me the rundown. I go to Cuba. Where do I stay? Where do I eat?
Well, if I were you, I'd stay at the Nacional Hotel. This is the old Grand Dame of Havana. It's situated right on the Malecon on an old Spanish fort. And it was built in the 1930s. Wonderful, wonderful place. Everyone stayed there. Frank Sinatra, the mob, Errol Flynn, you know, the who's who of the 1930s and 40s always stayed at the Nacional Hotel. So stay there. And then when you're looking for a great place to eat, look for a paladar. Paladar are restaurants that have opened up in private homes, and they're the best in Havana. And I think you're going to be really shocked at how good these places are. And the ambiance, they've really just created these beautiful, beautiful restaurants. My two favorite are Atelier, which is a wonderful paladar. The other one is called La Fontana.
So, Matthew, the Cuba that most Americans know comes from movies, media of a bygone era, the 50s, the 60s, and we haven't really had a lot of exposure to Cuba since then. When you get off the plane in Cuba, it's still kind of in those decades.
It is. There's hardly anything that's changed, Ed. You walk off the plane, and after you've exited the airport, there's a sea of old American cars. That's one thing you'll notice. The second thing you're going to notice is there's no advertising. None whatsoever. There's no billboards. There's no signs. And the only billboards they have is billboards that proclaim the victory of socialism or a march towards, you know, paradise via socialism.
I would imagine, though, that as Cuba becomes more open to the wider world, it's probably starting to change a little bit.
And it's changing rapidly right now.
What are some of the things that are different as you go back again and again?
Well, it seems like every time I walk through old Havana, another old, gorgeous colonial building has been spruced up and painted with hot pink or hot green. And it's losing a little bit of that beautiful, elegant decay that it had. And I think in a few more years, it just simply won't be the same city.
So now's the time.
Now is the time to go to Cuba.
All right. Matthew Brumley, muchas gracias.
De nada.
Matthew Brumley is the founder of Earthbound Expeditions. He joins us every week at this time to talk about travel. You can hear this conversation again and previous travel segments on our website. We've also got a list of things to see and do in Cuba. It's all at kplu.org. I'm Ed Ronco.